Good morning and welcome to another podcast on ForesightSports365.com. I'm your host, Doug Thomas, and it is Tuesday. Yes, folks, it's Tuesday because we have a game on Thursday night this week. So this is a special podcast on a Tuesday, and I'm here in the field house, and it's a coach's corner, and I couldn't do a podcast on a coach's corner if I didn't have the coach. So Coach James Thompson, how are you doing today, and welcome.
I'm good. Thanks for having me again today.
Yeah, and hey, I want to start off, folks, and give everybody up to Greg Golden, which I am missing, obviously, every day that I'm trying to do something without him. And he's doing well. He's recovering from his surgery and everything, so we wish him well. And I'm hoping that we have him back with us after the bye week, because I know it's just killing him not being here with us. And yeah, and he's got to trust me to do all this and make sure the technology works and everything. So that's really a shot in the dark whether it is. But I think last week it worked, so we're going to kick it off again. Coach, just start off, man, what a tough North team that was Friday night. You knew that they were going to be good. Their size is good. They're coached extremely well. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, I've watched North play. I've watched some film on them this year, and that looked like the best game that they have played all year long.
I don't think there's a question about it. They played a great game. Mm-hmm. And, they're full of talent. They're full of kids that can play, relative to us, obviously, but like their approach to the game, I felt was really good. They kind of just really played in their base, their offense. They didn't do as many shifts and motions as we anticipated. They didn't do as many adjustments on D that we thought they were going to do. So, kudos to them, man. They really played well, and they didn't turn the ball over, and they did not beat themselves.
Yeah, that was one thing. I called the same thing. To me, they played almost a flawless game. And then one thing was interesting was the two-quarterback system. You saw they had a freshman and a sophomore, which is very impressive being that young coming in. So did they do as much of that, the quarterback rotation, as you thought, or was it pretty much what you were thinking?
It's not – for us, it was about the running back. For us, it was about, what they can do up front there. And the quarterbacks, I think both of them would be pretty good. But, that running back I thought was special. And so, appreciate a good game. And that's what that was.
Yeah, and that's another thing. When you look at that North team, that size on that offensive line, and then you have the running back as solid as he is, if he gets through that first, that line and gets that second level, that is definitely so difficult. Hey, one thing I want to go back to, which was before the game, that I want to make sure everybody knows, I think it was pretty exciting. You came out in some different jerseys, you came out with some different jerseys there, and that was pretty cool. So I heard that what happened was they had their jerseys laid out, everything ready to go, and then you had Jay McGilvery and you had Kevin Bronner go in and switch the jerseys out while the kids were out warming up on the field. So talk about what was that emotion like and everything. I think that's cool as can be, that you, number one, that you wanted to get some excitement for the kids versus just saying here's some different jerseys. So talk about that.
Man, it was special for me because as coaches, we can't really give much to the kids, and we feel like they do give us a lot just as far as, we're able to pass our game down and our knowledge down to them. So the chance we had, we kind of hid those black uniforms from them for all year. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of felt like, this game, opening up the region at home, we're like, man, let's break it out. Let's surprise them. And, all of us on the staff kind of thought it would be a really cool idea. And then it came to, and man, their excitement when they walked in the locker room. All our coaches had like tears in their eyes, it was pretty cool. So yeah, that was a really cool moment as a coach, and something as silly as jerseys, how that can affect how everybody feels, not just the kids. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and also I think that's a great testament to the coaches and everything that you guys are thinking about so much more. You got a lot to think about when it comes to the game, but you're thinking about the experience for the kids and everything, which is, that's what high school football is about. It's about not only, trying to win and everything and get better, but it's the experience that they're going to think back on forever. And we'll talk a little bit about that 2015 team in a few minutes. There's so many things from there, same type of things and stuff. So when we look at I want to go back. So when we talk a little bit about the North game, from the outside in, if you looked at the score, you'd go, oh my gosh, this game was never close. You were never in it. But that really, when you really look at it, that wasn't the case. When I look at it, at least, let's just start with our defense. I think the defense played very well. But where they couldn't, get done was they couldn't get off the field on third and fourth downs, which is obviously extremely important. You know, and there was some third downs and fourth downs where they had some, you know, quite a bit of yardage to make up, and it just couldn't make it happen. So that's to me one of the biggest keys on defense was third and fourth down.
Yeah, you hit it right on. If I had to put something that we needed to improve on, it was just that getting off the field on defense. And, you know, with that comes consistency, and that's kind of been the message this week is, you know, we're good as far as this play, but then we can't, you know, if you're good two plays and they're not good one, you know, it kind of negates the whole thing. So being more consistent of a person, right, just like in football is the same kind of thing that we're trying to preach here, which is just do the right thing all the time, right? So we had bad eyes in the secondary that got us a few times. We misfit at linebacker a few times. Our D-line also just got out of their gaps a few times. I mean, these are basic things that can apply to Pop Warner, but are still hurting teams in the NFL. So beating yourself is something that we've got to overcome.
Yeah, and one thing you could see, and your comments are exactly right. It's, you know, like even maybe on the outside, they would kick a ball outside a lot where maybe we came crashing in and that type of thing, which that's all the stuff that you'll see in film. And I'm sure you've had a lot of film watching this week and a lot of discussions on that. When it comes to the film watching and everything, how do those discussions work with the kids and everything as you're watching the film?
It's bad. You know, it's got to be bad. I mean, I'm the coach. I care, you know, and all of our coaches care. So, I mean, it's rough. Film sessions are rough. Mm-hmm. And that's life. You got to put the right thing on film if you want to be, you know, praised. I know when we get on Coach's Corner, everything's happy and everything's kind of positive, and we kind of think of the overall kid that we're building. But there's moments where this thing gets real. And when you're putting bad things on film, I have to address it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the only way to fix it, you know, is that to be able to look and say, you know, you show them and say, look, you're supposed to be here. And you, like you said, that consistency, if you see somebody two plays do it, but then one play not, that gets them 12, 13 yards. And that's why we're not off the field on third and fourth down. And then on offense, I mean, we actually moved the ball. We moved the ball well. And it's kind of like on the defense not being able to get off on third and fourth down. We just, for some reason, couldn't finish the drives, you know, make that happen, answer their touchdowns or answer what they were doing.
You know, you think back and there's plays, right? Again, it goes to consistency, but our quarterback rolls out and rolls the ball on the floor, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. Now, we can't recover now. I don't have a play for third and 24. I'm sorry. And then you go back and look at, you know, we miss a field goal. Like, when does that happen? We have our kickers more than capable of pinning it. He's a reliable kicker, but then, you know, there's other things to it. There's a snap, there's a hold, you know, and then we go back, we're on the inch yard line, 1 inch away, and we jump off sides. Like, these are, like, these things don't typically happen. And again, it goes back to, can we not do those things, not shoot ourselves? Because for a South Forsyth football to be good, we have to first not beat ourselves. And I've been saying that since I've gotten here, and we're not good enough yet to be able to play the next opponent. Even this week in North Atlanta, it's going to be us versus us.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned, like you said, the quarterback, Will, who, you know, played a good game, but then dropped the ball. You know, it was interesting because that drop came right after he had a great run outside and he kind of lost the ball. We're sitting there wondering, I mean, is there something slick with the ball or what was going on? Because you're right, I have never seen him do that, lose the ball, which is, you know, the good thing is that's an anomaly and something that I doubt that, you know, that you'll see again and something he'll focus on.
No doubt. And these things aren't to really bash a kid. What they're doing is trying to help them understand what they need to do to not let that happen. Yeah. You know, preventing the bad things are more important than making good plays.
You know, and that's the other thing. That's what everybody, I hope everybody understands. That's what good film watching does, too. It's not to sit there and just go berate a kid and say, look what you did, look what you did wrong. It's to take that film that you're watching and say, okay, look what you did. Now, how do we correct it? What do you need to be doing? What should you be doing? You know, and I've always, one of the comments, I remember Nick Saban one time was, my son was at a camp of his, and it always stuck with me. He says, you know, I look at all my players, and I'm like, if they make a mistake, that's fine. I don't care. It's how they come back from that and that they don't make those same mistakes again after we talk about it and they know what to do.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah. You know, so obviously, you know, like I said, I knew the film sessions and everything. When you watch it, what when you watch film and coming back after you're at the game and you come back and you guys sit and you know I know you're here all day on Sunday and going through the film. What was your overall assessment as a coach and to your staff of the game?
We surprisingly felt good about overall our performance and putting us in the good in the right situations. But where we're lacking is developing. We need to get a little bit better at helping these kids get better, make themselves a better version of themselves. So, you know, our emphasis this week has really just been on ourselves. How do we help our running back break that last tackle? How do we help our linemen sustain a block a little bit longer? How do we help our D lineman get off the ball quicker to make sure he gets into the gap? And the little things like that is where the challenge fell on the coaches this week. And, you know, not every week's like that. You know, there's times where I feel like our staff's underachieves, and we've got to go back and address everything, our whole process going to how we got to this problem. This one, I think this week, our emphasis was on really just doing the right thing better, or the right thing, getting the kids in a better situation.
You know, and you sit there, that game's Friday night, and you don't have any, there's no time to sit back and, you know, sit there and look at it and go, okay, and sulk or anything, because we even have a day shorter this week. And this one, to me, I'm not just talking team-wise. I'm talking location-wise, what's going on, everything. This one couldn't be a tougher one. And for everybody listening, because I found out a couple things yesterday is, I knew it, but first off, the game is Thursday night this week. It is at 8 p.m. because there is a game at this stadium before ours. And the one thing that we kind of found out that people didn't realize is, yes, we're playing North Atlanta, which is a region game, but this game is not at their school. So if you go to their school, you're not going to be watching the game. They play at the old Grady High School Stadium, which is now the Eddie Henderson Stadium. And so just so everybody has it, it's an address. The address is 929 Monroe Drive Northeast. And it's going to be a challenge. There's a game before, like we were just talking about. We could get there, and there'd be a parking lot full if that game's still going on. I was just told by the athletic director down there that they're doing some emergency sewer work right around the school. And then you got a Music Midtown or whatever it's going to happen the next day. So there's a lot going on. As a coach, a short week, talk about, because that's changing a whole schedule, everything. Talk about what a short week and that game on Thursday night, 8 p.m., does to you.
I think it helps coming off a loss because now you're able to get back on it quicker. You're able to kind of just refocus and get more on focus on North Atlanta as opposed to what you did wrong in North Forsyth. So, you know, we address the issues and then we move on. And that's kind of, you know, a short week off after a loss like that. It really helps, I think. You know, North Atlanta is really good. Coach All does a great job. They're strong up front. You know, they're fast on the perimeter. They've got a quarterback that can really stretch it down the field. So, without a doubt, this is probably a bigger challenge than North Forsyth. And, you know, North Forsyth obviously is a really good team, too. So, this is kind of, you know, we got a lot to handle here on Thursday. And, you know, to do that, you've got to be fresh and refocus quickly. So, we combined Monday and Tuesday practice together. And then we had our Tuesday was a typical Wednesday, and today was a typical Thursday. So, you know, hopefully we're ready to go.
Yeah, and because this is another big week too. I mean, because obviously we have this, and then we have another bye week. We're off the next week. So for some people, hey, it's not a bad thing having the game on Thursday. Maybe they get out of town or they leave a little early. So I know you talked a little bit about the team there. So what type of defense does this team run?
You know, there are multiple. You're going to see a three down front, but they're typically a four man pressure. Pretty consistent. It's rare that they pressure, but they're really good at staying in their base defense. You know, three over top, four under. So they, you know, I really like playing teams like this because they really perfect their craft. And it's not about scheme as much as it is about them getting their players fast and letting them play fast and knowing their assignment. You know, Coach Hall does a great job of that on both sides of the ball. So, you know, credit to him. This is going to be a challenge for us because we know what they're going to do. We have to be able to beat it.
And then when you look at the offensive side of the ball from them, you already talked about they have a quarterback that can stretch the field and everything. Is this a pretty even team as far as run and pass, or what are you expecting?
Yeah, they're multiple. They do a lot. You know, in the quarterback, I mean, he really can throw that ball down the field. So, you know, they do enough with screens. They do enough with power reads and just typical gap schemes that give you a lot of problems. And they really, you know, it's hard to get a gauge of what they're going to do by formation because they're able to do so many things. So, but again, it goes back to they keep it simple for the kids. They just have so many different plays that it's very hard for a defense. I'm excited to play it because I really appreciate good coaching and good chess matches. And I felt we had a good one last week, and then here we are again, and we'll have another one.
Yeah. I mean, their team, they definitely can put up some points. I think they put over 40 up on Forsyth Central last week, and we know they've done pretty well in the games before. All right, so that's going to be – we're looking forward to it. Obviously, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And like I said, it's at Eddie Henderson Stadium, which is formerly the Grady Field. So do not go to North Atlanta High School or you will be on your own. You won't see a game. Before we get out of here, I have to give you guys a big shout out for what we did on Friday night. The recognition of the 2015 War Eagle team. We all know that that team had such a deep run in the playoffs. It was I'm telling you, if you could have been here, the atmosphere just that during the playoffs there, you know, we beat Tucker, we beat Norcross. And then Colquitt comes in, County comes in, which is just the gorilla. And I mean, we had to bring in extra stands. I mean, the whole track was filled with stands. I mean, I can't imagine how many people were here, but there wasn't a seat left, the excitement. And it's a game to this day that I know we still should have won and moved forward. But you guys, it was so nice being able to recognize. I know not all of them could be here, but we probably had 20 players. And I will say it was extra special for me. My son's on that team. And, you know, and he actually cracked up afterwards. He's like, Dad, you finally called my name. Because, you know, he was a long snapper. And he's like, you know, you call the holder, you call the kicker, you never call my name. I'm like, well, son, you're a long snapper. If you made a bad snap, I didn't know what people wanted to know was you. You know, so I finally called his name. But that was exciting for me, I will tell you that. And then also there's football tonight. If you want some football, since Thursday night we're playing, well, now that we have to move the freshman game. Freshmen finally get to have a game here at their own stadium. They've only got one, and they're on the road every other week. But 6 p.m. tonight, they play West Forsyth here. The JV team is off. They're on a bye this week. So we will be here up at the stadium here at 6 p.m. to get that one going and let them have some fun before the game comes up tomorrow night. But, Coach, any last comments as we head down everything, and then I appreciate you again. I know on a short week doing this and moving it up a day for us.
Yeah, I'm excited to get going and shake that loss off. But I was really appreciative of that 2015 team. And I think the coolest thing about it is it shows our kids how important these games are and the value to kind of appreciate it, because it's such a short time span. You've only got 10 weeks here to build something that lasts a lifetime. And bringing teams like that back is really cool. And I feel like they had a good time when they were here. So that was a cool event to have. And, you know, I'm thankful to be a part of that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, you not only did that, I mean, they were, because the feedback from my son, it was great. Plus, for him, it was great seeing a lot of players that they, you know, they maybe text with every once in a while, but they don't get to do it. And, of course, then Jared Honey's there, who's, you know, a coach now here, which we all love, and he got to go out there. But then you guys also had their jerseys for them, you know. They got their jerseys in there. So Adam went home with number 55, took it home with him. So it was just exciting. I agree. I appreciate so much that you guys are – thinking about so much more than just the game. You're thinking about what excites these kids, because you know what, this is 4 years they'll never forget. And I can tell you that 2015 season is one my son talks about, you know, especially still with him and Davis Shanley, who was the quarterback, are just best friends and talk all the time and everything. And so just definitely very exciting.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, that'll end this one for a Tuesday edition of Coach's Corner. Again, like I said, Greg Golden, hopefully he'll be back with us after we get off the bye week and everything. But we are going to do our best. Hopefully we can get down and into that, into the press box. We're still not 1,000% sure, but if we can, we will be on at 7:30 since it's an 8 p.m. start. I will be with Todd Spencer, and then so hopefully he can bring it to you. And then we'll be off next week. Since there's a bye week, we won't have a Coach's Corner next week, but we'll be back the following week and get it going. So for myself, Doug Thomas, for the head coach, James Thompson, thank you again for listening to Coach's Corner on ForsythSports365.com. Have a great day.